Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today is an exciting day. Why? Because it's another day. We are alive and well and living. Oh, goodness. All right. Let's just dive right in. So today's episode is about stress hormones and hunger. And this is something that I've been thinking about lately because we're all under a lot of stress. And I know that stress can be a trigger for a lot of people to do some crazy things. And for those of us that are binge and emotional overeaters, our thing is to overeat. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And also I wanted to give you my 5 tips on how I reduce stress in ways that actually work and that does not involve food. So first, let's talk about stress. In the short term, stress can shut down appetite. So, you know, those people that say, oh my God, when I'm stressed out, I can't eat, right? Stress does shut down your appetite. And the reason for this is because the nervous system sends messages to the adrenal glands to pump out the hormone epinephrine, also known as your adrenaline, right? So when your adrenaline is high, you're not really thinking about hunger, right? Think about being attacked by a bear. Your adrenaline's going to raise. You're not really in the mood to eat. You're in the mood to, save your life. So epinephrine helps trigger the body's fight or flight response. It's a rubbed up physiological state that temporarily puts eating on hold. Okay. So you're stressed out. The first signal that gets sent is the adrenaline. You know, it's fight or flight. So you're not really in the mood to eat. You're just like in that fight or flight response. What happens is when we are in the stress response too long, the hormone cortisol is released and that increases our appetite. And it also ramps up the motivation in general to eat, right? So the cortisol releases and it increases our appetite. And you have that choice really if you're going to eat or not, but it ramps up the motivation to eat. And it usually leaves us wanting foods that are high in fat, sugary, that we quote unquote call comfort foods. And those are the foods that we tend to overeat on. So once we, ingest the fat and sugar filled foods, it has been shown, there has been some feedback that having those sugar filled foods does dampen stress related response and emotions. So there is that sense of euphoria, if you will, and it kind of delays the stress-related responses in your emotions. Because basically, when you eat high-fat foods and high-sugary foods, your dopamine and serotonin are being released. And it's like a drug, right? It's like a feel-good drug. You don't feel stress, worry, nothing, right? But eating these types of foods do seem to counteract stress. However, it also contributes to your cravings for those foods. So when we are in a stress response and then we respond to stress by eating food, right? That pattern that we create, stressed, eat food, stressed, eat food, stressed, eat food. You've created this pattern. So creating that pattern contributes to your craving for those foods all the time, whenever in stressed mood, right? It's just autopilot, right? Stressed, your body automatically starts craving high fat, sugary foods. And this is what leads to obviously weight gain. And then because we get that dopamine fix, that serotonin release, it's a sense of false comfort, right? It's a false sense of true comfort in dealing with emotions. And I'm not going to get into that because in episode 13, if you want to check that out, I took a deeper dive in on false comfort when it comes to food. So once the stressful episode is over, right? This is the important part. So you get stressed out, right? Your body produces adrenaline because you're all worked up and stressed out. And then, right, when you're in that stress for too long, the cortisol releases that increases your appetite and your motivation to eat. And when you're motivated to eat, it's usually high fat, sugary foods. So once the stressful episode is over, your cortisol levels should fall. However, here's where the problem lies, right? In most of us. But if the stress doesn't go away, or if your stress response gets stuck in the on position, your cortisol stays elevated, right? And when your cortisol is elevated, that's when the weight gain starts to happen. One, because you're probably going to overeat more on the high fat, sugary foods. And two, because when you're elevated in cortisol, your body holds on to those foods. And guess what? It's holding on to the foods that you binged on, right? That you overate on. And that is what gets stored as fat. So how do you deal with stress in a more healthy, productive way? That's the big question. So I'm going to share with you the five ways I like to handle stressful events and situations that don't affect my waistline. All right. So the first one that I love doing, it's usually my first go-to because it takes literally 20 seconds, is breath and meditation. And when I say this, I'm not saying you have to sit down and like do like a whole meditation process. Here's why. In the beginning, right? Like I said, we created patterns, stress, turn to food, boredom, go to food, whatever situation is. You've created a pattern of an emotion that you don't want to feel. So your immediate response is to go to food to feel comfort. So if that is your habit in the beginning, right? The easiest and the most effective way, I believe, because I'll tell you in a second, but the most effective way is to have a connection between brain and body with your breath and meditation. It's so simple. You can do it anywhere you are. Just to stop and take some deep belly breath inhalations, right? It takes 30 seconds if you're in a rush of time, but just takes really 1 minute to do a couple inhales, hold, and exhales, belly filled ones. And this allows you to reconnect yourself in the present time. Because when you're stressed out, you're in this fog, right? Of either anger or sadness or whatever the situation is, your brain is not present. So this allows you to get out of the fog that you're in and automatically start to reconnect with yourself instead of reaching for Cheetos and Ho-Hos, right? And when you're able to connect with yourself and be aligned with where you are and who you are, you can start to make better choices, whether it is to not eat at all because now you're back in the present space and you're ready to take on whatever it is that you need to do. Or if eating is something that you're still going to do, it can be a more conscious decision and hopefully something that's more nutritious. So that's number one, breath and meditation. Number two, exercise. And this can be anything from just walking to yoga to throwing some weight around at the gym. Exercise is excellent for stress because it can blunt some of the negative effects stress has, and it also reduces the feeling of hunger. So sometimes when people are like, after I work out, I'm not hungry. Perfect. Not really perfect, but there is scientific research. There is scientific backup for that, right? Exercise does blunt feelings of hunger as well as negative side effects of stress. The third one is journaling. And I know some people dislike this, but I think it's because they feel like they have to do some like elaborate Dear Diary entry and, you know, like sit down and scribble for an hour. Journaling can be anything from actually writing stuff, like writing your feelings and being all Dear Diary like, to just taking a pen to the paper and scribbling so hard that all your energy has been transmuted into that paper, right? It doesn't have to be a full-on diary entry. Journaling is literally doodling circles if you need to, right? It's just something to make you present. So depending on who you are, if you want to go back and read your journal as to why you're stressed out and how you can handle things versus, or you're the person that just wants to doodle circles and, you know, scribble so hard that you rip a hole in the paper, that's totally fine too, right? You don't have to get deep. You just have to get it out. So the fourth one, getting it out, is screaming. Yep, that's it, scream. Stress is a form of energy, and energy is just an exchange of form, okay? So by screaming, you have potentially, now you have the potential to cause a change of stress into excitement, right? So I want you to think about that. So we're all stressed out. If you just scream, right? Have you ever just screamed for no reason, started laughing? That's all stress is. It's in the form of an emotion. An emotion is energy in motion. So if you can transmute that stress into something like excitement, because for, I don't know, it's crazy, right? When you scream, you feel good, and then you might even laugh. So now you have a new form of emotion, a new form of energy in you, and that stress is released. So screaming, number four. Number five, and this is the one that is the most dreaded, but it's the one that usually works probably the best, especially if you have any control over it, is to fix the problem, right? If you have any type of control over what is bringing you stress, just fix it, right? Talk it out with the person if you're in a fight. Ask someone for help if you're doing a project and you just can't do it on your own, right? Finish what needs to be done, because at the end of the day, if you can be a part of the solution to end the craziness, the madness, and the stress, then do it. Otherwise, that stress will always be there and you will never be able to make the progress that you want in life, right? So regardless of if it's trying to stop binge eating, if it's trying to heal a relationship, or if it, whatever the situation is, if you're not going to, if you can't fix the problem, if you can't be a part of the solution, then I get it, right? But if you have that choice to be a part of the solution, do it. Get it out the way and move on with your life. So that is it for today. Those were just thoughts that were on my mind that I had to get out, because this is my stress reliever. This is my dear diary. As always, be sure to share this episode on your socials. Tag me, write a review, subscribe, do all the things. But thank you for listening, and you have a beautiful day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot to me. If anything in this episode resonated with you, I would love to know. Drop me a message at Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram. And if you want to reach out, please email me at erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I want to make sure that I can reach as many people as possible. So please share, rate, and review the show on your social media. I would love to shout you out and even give away some free one-on-one coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.